B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's up? It's Weird Beard from Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm hanging out with the guy who is going to the finals in the Valorant First Strike North American Tournament. Hiko, what's going on, man?
Hey, things are good. We just beat Sentinels to make the grand final, so I'm feeling very good right now.
So I want to start off on this because I got to talk to Shazam yesterday, right? And one of the first things that I brought up when I talked about 100 Thieves to him was he mentioned that they didn't really take the game against you guys seriously in the seeding matches. They essentially said, you know, oh, they won because we didn't really care about that game. How does it feel to come back and kind of prove that, you know, even when they were taking it seriously, it still didn't matter?
Yeah, I think it was kind of obvious they weren't taking that first game seriously. But that asterisk that, you know, oh, is 100 Thieves actually better than Sentinels? And are they deserving of the top two NA, you know, maybe even one of the best NA teams? People were still kind of doubting us. So now that we were able to put that to rest, you know, we made the grand finals again of two tournaments in a row now. I think that's really big for us. And I think that's a big motivation to continue to improve and to continue actually, you know, shutting all the other people up that think, you know, oh, is 100 Thieves even good? Who's 100 Thieves?
Yeah, like, I think the conversation, it's kind of funny because the conversation for Valorant as a whole has really centered on either, like, Overwatch players that have come over, right? Or these really, I don't even know. Like, it's crazy to me to have 100 Thieves be left out of the conversation, especially with the way that your new roster is constructed. You have so many CSGO guys that, like, live and breathe tac shooters like this. Like, how does it feel to be in this position again? And do you feel like this win was an upset like a lot of people seem to think it was?
I mean, personally, no bias or anything, I don't think it was an upset. I think we expected to win, and I think we expected to make it to the grand finals ourselves, at least. You know, it is kind of weird though that a lot of the big name players are, you know, Sinatra. I guess it's mostly just Sinatra that people think is the best player in NA, but people also think that you know, CS players are above Overwatch players. So it's this weird dynamic where it's like, oh yeah, Counter-Strike players are better than all the Overwatch players, but Sinatra is the best player in NA. It's like, doesn't really make sense to me. So yeah, I think Counter-Strike players have the advantage. And I think, you know, if you look at the just general population of professionals in Valorant, it's like 80% are all Counter-Strike players. Yeah. And I think, you know, the fundamentals of Counter-Strike just almost directly translate to this game. So I think at least for the next while, Counter-Strike players will definitely be ahead and the top players.
And like, how does it feel to be representing the old men here? Like, you know, you're able to come through and actually put on and show some of these younger kids, like, just because you're young in these games doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be on top of it.
Yeah, I think, firstly, if you would have asked me when I was 20, if I thought I would be competing when I was 30 against kids that are half my age, I would have said no chance. You know, I turned 31 in a couple months. How am I competing against teenagers?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I think fortunately for me though, a new game and being someone who is mindful of strategy and mindful of tactics. You know, I wasn't a game leader at one point, not for very long, and also. Yeah, I think Counter-Strike experience just goes a long way in this game. I think there are a lot of people that are, you know, on the come up in Valorant that don't have much experience in Counter-Strike, and you can see that their fundamentals get easily shaken. You know, me and Nitro are some of the, you know, we've literally choked major grand finals, semifinals. We've been through all this before. You know, we've lost, we've won, and I think that this goes a long way to kind of give us the advantage in a game like this with newer kids, with, you know, playing against people that aren't as experienced as us.
Now let's talk about the org that you're playing under for 100 Thieves and everything. They recently, you know, announced, hey, we're not going to be in CSGO anymore. And it seems like there's been so much shit talking from people that just say like, oh, it's a glorified t-shirt company. Like, how does it feel to come out here and not only be the head, you know what I mean, and going to the finals for one of the largest new esports, but also doing it for an org that's like not just what they're trying to break out of, you know, that stereotype?
It feels great. You know, 100 Thieves has done very well by me. And I think that being in the kind of the front seat of this whole new game, of this, you know, this giant expansion, this giant growth of a new esport is just so cool. And, you know, 100 Thieves, you know, as you can see here, we're in the Cash App compound. We're here. This is our second time boot camping in just a matter of 2 months. So they are putting everything they can into making sure we have the best, you know, facility, the best computers, the best scenario. We have a support staff. We have this is our health and body guy. We have a coaching staff. We have, you know, we have all these things. We have all the tools that we need to be a top team. And I think when you have the experience we do, we're able to use the tools and we use our time right wisely. And, you know, I think even just being the willingness of the players as well to be able to travel during COVID, during a pandemic, is you know, telling that we as players want to win. 100 Thieves as an org want us to win. That's what we are here for. That's what we are paid to do. And I'm glad now, you know, 6 months after the first iteration of the first 100 Thieves roster, that I'm able to sit here and say we are going to a grand finals. Win or lose, we are at least a top two NA team right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Especially stacking up NA against the rest of the regions, it seems like a flip-flop of CSGO to where you see a lot of the European, you know, the Team Liquid having to go over there to compete and everything. It seems like the most dominant teams, the ones that are competing the hardest right now, are in North America. Do you feel that same way?
I do, personally. I think we see the meta a different way than Europe does. I don't agree with some of the agent picks and lineups they make. Also, there's a big meme going on that, oh, Europe is way better than NA. It's like that in every esport. I actually think this might be the first esport where I actually think NA is ahead of Europe, which is uncalled for, unheard of in almost any esport title right now. So we'll have to see. I'm very excited and very looking forward to actually getting a chance to play against Europeans and Koreans and, you know, SEA region, you know, Asia, all the different regions. They all have this weird and interesting style of play, different lineups. They play their agents differently. And if I had to say objectively right now, I do think NA is looking the best. And it's, I mean, if nothing else, it definitely has the best storylines, you know, the Sentinels, TSM drama, all the you know, the beef between players, all the Twitter beef. I think it's the most entertaining to watch, if nothing else.
And last, real quick, are you going to be pulling out Viper at all? Just because I've seen so many times you've streamed and talked about how Viper, you know, is your back pocket pick, or do you have something else lined up for these finals?
We'll have to see. I can confidently say I don't think Viper is in our arsenal, but you never know.
Viper mains Malding, but yeah.
Yes, all Viper mains are in shambles right now. but yeah, I think we have some aces up our sleeves, some tricks that we haven't really shown, and I'm hoping that our match against TSM tomorrow is going to be a repeat of the close qualifier where quick 2-0, call it a day, head back home champions, and be happy for the holidays.
Hey man, we're looking forward to seeing the match tomorrow. Excited to see how it goes down. Hiko, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.